So, Implodapalooza. What were your thoughts? Did you interact with it in any way? Did you watch it live?
I did watch it. Well, I did not watch it in person. I was going to. I had every intention to, and then I just didn't go.
Yeah. Okay. But you watched it on, like, TV or something.
It brought great joy, personal joy to me to see it implode.
And why was that?
Because I have had personal issues with the quality of service provided by the property formerly known as the Plaza, as they were not good representatives at a couple of NCAA championships that our fine city hosted.
Oh.
You may have recalled any time that I have to appear on TV, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And I've done it three times over that particular place.
I remember at least one of those occasions when you had to do that.
Yep.
And likewise, I had a meal that I will never forget there. For all the wrong reasons. So I understand.
But that was just my. I'm sure people have great memories, and it was fun watching and listening to some of those stories. But for me, that was for me.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, best reaction, and we played a snippet of it in the news, and I've cut out the part. I've already gone past the part that we probably shouldn't play on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I think we should.
Right.
I think we could get away with it, but
right.
you know, it might offend some. So,
right.
But that would be from our own Andrew Hicks.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
That was awesome.
You know,
do it again!
That's the one right there.
Do it again!
That is it right there.
I've never heard or seen him that emotional.
Yeah, do it again.
That's incredible.
If you want to see it, it's only 30 seconds long. Go to WTAW.com. Click on the story. It's in the news section. Plaza Hotel comes tumbling down, and scroll down. It's the third video down,
and it looks like the noggin of Adam in front of him.
Yeah, at the very beginning, he says, "Adam, you're in my video."
I think "Do it again" is probably the best comment that I have
again!
Heard.
Yeah, do it again.
It back up.
Well, you know, and it was funny along those same lines, and this wasn't recorded for posterity. Is when she got back yesterday, was talking with Allie about it, and she said, you know, we were all jazzed because of it, and so we were just like, let's go blow up something else now. I want to blow up something else. I'm going to tear something else down.
Too bad you don't live in West Virginia. You know, you could have done that.
Has someone posted the graphical rendition of this that's posted in the break room here now?
Mm-mm.
They have somebody has idolized Andrew's video on a 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With the magic phrases "boom, boom, boom" and "do it again."
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Well, and apparently, just in terms of sheer brilliance. Okay. First of all, I figured that there would be quite a few videos posted on YouTube. I'm truly overwhelmed by the number of videos. Or it really surprises me. There's a large number of people that not only shot video of this, but then turned around and posted it to YouTube.
Just like if school was still in session at A&M.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is, in terms of sheer brilliance, two things to point out. Number one, and I have not seen this yet, but apparently Tucker was talking about it on Candy 95 this morning, that there is footage that someone not only shot, but then went back and synchronized the charges going off to O Fortuna.
Oh, really?
And that is sheer brilliance. That's sheer brilliance number one.
Yeah. Because you like that, yeah.
Yeah. Sheer brilliance number two would be the guy, and I did see this video, and I don't know how people think of some of this stuff. He was dressed up as Heath Ledger's The Joker.
I saw that.
From The Dark Knight, walking around. And Scott, I know you've not seen the movie. But if you've seen the movie, you have seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Okay.
It was just odd.
Yeah. Well, but again, he's dressed up as the Joker. He's dressed up in the nurse's uniform. He pulls it off quite admirably. And, you know, if you've seen the movie, you get it. You understand. I saw that last night because I was watching because, you know, because it was the other thing is we drive by the building, the pile of rubble yesterday. And I asked my son, who's three, I said, "What happened to the building?" He said, "I don't know." And so then we see this big pile of, see the big pile of rubble there. He said, "We broke it."
I like that.
Yeah. So then we got home. We started watching the YouTube videos of it.
Yeah.
And he was just fascinated watching that thing crumble.
It is fascinating.
And as Ben pointed out yesterday, I think the most fast. If you go back and you watch it, especially if you watch it looking north back toward Bryan to the, it's looking to the east. It is to the west. You've got the one set of charges that is not the first to go off, but it's like the linchpin.
Mm-hmm.
And when that set of charges on the west side of the building went off, that was it. And it crumbles, you know, it starts to fall in on itself. And then for that split second, I guess the elevator shaft just kind of stands there.
In whole.
And then falls.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was really cool.
I mean, it was.
That was like the signature of it.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. People are like, oh, it's just a building.
That was cool.
Get over yourself. How many other 17-story buildings have we imploded in this town in, I don't know, 150 years?
And once again, I think we did a good job, so this company could come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They could make a return.
Steve could probably get us in if we ever wanted to have some input on, you know, buildings on the A&M campus.
Yeah, work on that.
That was close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
All right, visiting all 50 states wasn't enough for Reed Williamson. Reed, 64, and just one of 32 completers, extra miler club members known to have visited all 3,143 U.S. counties.
Oh, show off.
Really?
Counties, yeah.
Why?
His quest started at the age of 14 after he received the gift of an atlas that outlined each of the country's counties. Toughest state to conquer, Alaska, which required three separate trips and one which involved 29 flights. He said, I tried not to think about the money. I ate canned tuna and canned tuna fish afterwards for a while. But his quest wasn't just about crossing counties off his list. He tells the Washington Post, I traveled for the purpose of seeing the face of the earth. He said, but as for some of the more boring parts, well, there's Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Well, okay, Reed, then just don't come back, all right?
There's 254 counties in Texas. I mean, he must have finished in Mentone or something. Well, I mean, he had to have finished west of I-35.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. That's probably probably right. But anyway.
I mean, but there are some counties that are really big in Texas.
Right.
You just keep driving.
And that's the thing is, you know, again, you just kind of ooch into Brewster and then come back out because
of the four corners when you can find one.
Right, exactly. Because kind of going all the way through all of that would probably be a little bit more than you want to do. Okay, we were talking about how this is not a bad gig here. We have a pretty good job. But, you know, there's another one if you're just out of college and looking for a gig, the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Oh.
They got an opening there after two major bird airplane collisions there. Mm-hmm. FAA has ordered Broward County to hire a full-time bird watcher to keep birds off from fouling up the flights.
Because someone's wanting a job right
there.
Now.
Yeah, oh, no kidding. This thing pays $76,000 a year plus
what?
Bennies. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What?
The package
to do what? Just go, hey, there's a bird.
Yeah. The package with Benny's comes up to $118,000.
What?
Yeah. You betcha. And it's worth it. See, they figure, you know, they don't want to be messing up the jets. Now.
Does it come with binoculars, too?
Here's the deal. Currently, it says here the airport sends employees out every day to shoo away the birds. To shoo away
what,
the
broom?
Birds? I don't
go
know.
Go away. I tell you what to get rid of him is those big booms.
Yeah, once again. Yeah, just get Andrew Hicks. Boom!